We are going to hear now from the amazing Patty Crane, who is the leader of our data analytics team, on the stunning achievements we pulled off with all of your help in 2022. Dale, do you want to introduce Patty?
Yeah, I do want to introduce Patty, and I want to introduce her as the lead of our analytics team. When we talk about Field Team 6 being a powerhouse that's volunteer-led, that's because we have 120 volunteers who are leading different teams on the back end, 25 different teams the last time we checked. It might be up to 26 or 27 by now. We try to keep track of it, but it gets out of control sometimes. This is the kind of work that our volunteers are doing. Patty is a volunteer. Her team is a volunteer. There's a nuclear physicist. There's a software engineer. There's an Excel spreadsheet maestro, et cetera, et cetera. So PhDs beyond, et cetera. So let's just see what these volunteers put together when they looked into what we did in the 22 cycle. Patty?
Okay. All right. Am I unmuted and you can see my screen?
you have done one thing that I've asked you never, ever to do, which is start with your screen shared. I have to see you on screen first. We have to meet you and then you can
share. All right. I'm going to stop my screen share and I'm just going to tell you the story about whenever anybody asks me who I'm going to vote for. Because if you can't look at me and see how blue I am, I don't know why that would be a question. But anyway, I always tell them exactly who I'm going to vote for. I vote for Stella and for Claire. My granddaughters. That's who I am voting for. And yes, I vote for Dems because I want to preserve our freedoms and I want to protect our families and I want to enlarge our futures. Of course, that's true. But it's because of Stella and Claire. So now you've seen my face and now I get to share screen, right, Dale? That's
yes,
allowed now. Okay.
It's approved.
All right. I'll go ahead and do that. And you're seeing my slides, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm the person who's going to tell you real quickly about what went on in the 21-22 cycle, because as you know, it takes 6 months or more to even get the voter records done. And then we did some more analysis, but it's really important. I'm going to tell you the bottom line first. 1.57 million new blue or purple registrants and 250,000 of them voted. That's the largest scale and the lowest cost in progressive organizing. And of course, if all those 120 people had, you know, nice high five figure or more salaries, you can imagine what it would cost. But our costs were amazing at under a dollar per new registrant and at under $2.50 for a new voter. And I'm going to show you how we do that math. Okay. So the first thing that's interesting is to understand that we're the biggest buyer of these names of unregistered likely voters. And people say, well, doesn't everybody go for them? But the data vendors tell us, no, actually, you're the guys who come to us all the time and ask for this data. Because we say that there are ways to predict when an unregistered person might be more likely to register as a Dem or an unaffiliated voter who is not red. So we had, by the time we had really plunged in on the pandemic, we had acquired 13.2 million names who still weren't registered by the time this cycle started, which was sadly on January 6th, which is a date we remember for other reasons. So we have over-indexed on people of color, women, Latinos, Black persons, anyone, AAPI in some states, et cetera. Anybody who is more likely to be a Dem, but also maybe less likely to be asked. And as Lee McGowan told us this morning, you know, the problem for 60% of the people who weren't registered, they say, well, nobody ever asked me. So we want to correct that and ask everyone that needs to be asked. So here's an interesting fact that of these names that we purchased, we know a little bit about them. For 92% of them, we can get a home address so that we can postcard them. For 70% of them, we have a phone, which might be a landline. For 52%, almost 53%, we have a cell phone that is textable. And for 35.8% of them, so a little more than one third of them, we have an email address. And in a minute, you're going to see why that matters. So we were able, with all the wonderful volunteers we have, and with the budget, we raised 25 bucks at a time. I'm not kidding, literally 25 bucks at a time. We were able to reach out to 5 million of these people. So that was 5.5 million texts, almost 3 million emails, more than 1 million postcards. And by the way, our postcarding is now up to 1.7 million. Shout out to Sharon, Lord Greenspan, the postcarding czar. But back then, you know, for the cutoff in time for the election, it was more than 1 million and 150,000 phone calls. And for those of you who have phone banked, you know how hard it is to rack up 150,000 phone calls. We always combine persuasion and mobilization. And by the way, an interesting thing about our way of approaching the three V's, where we always state a shared value, like Jen Ancona reminded us this morning, and then we name the villain and their villainy, and then we pivot back around to frame the future vision. And man, that's hard in a text. A little easier in an email. It's wonderful on the phone, and sometimes you can get it done in a postcard. But one of the really important things about this is we don't know exactly when they registered, because we can only update our voter files after the election's over. So if they keep hearing from us, as soon as it quits being a registration message, it turns into a get out the vote message, and those are important too. So we had 5 million that we contacted, and we contacted them an average of 1.92 times per person. That's just how the number of contacts worked out. Sadly, 8.2 million people went uncontacted. And of course, we've already been working on those people in 2023, and now we're about to work on them with our 2024 program. But we're going to talk about the 5 million that we contacted. So essentially, we call people blue or purple because lots of states won't let you record your party preference. And so you might be registered as an unaffiliated person. And so then we have to calculate essentially what the percentage of people who are identify as Republican. Well, we're used to nonpartisan voter registration, which is how the League of Women Voters and other good guys like them taught everybody. And it was pretty typical to go between 1 in 30 and even 1 in 50. They used to say in their trainings, you know, if you see 100 people, you'll get 5 people registered. Two of them will be Republicans, one of them will be no party preference, and two of them might be Dems. Well, wow, that eel didn't feel good, which is why Jason developed the partisan voter registration effort. So we are looking at 1.57 million registered, and that's almost 1 in 3, not 1 in 30, but 1 in 3. It's really fantastic after Field Team 6 outreach. So how do we know that number doesn't include a ton of Republicans? Because we got the red out even before we gave you that number. So pretty much in most states, it's between 10% and 15%. Unfortunately, in Florida in 2021, we seem to have registered a bunch of Republicans who were on a list that wasn't scored the way our later lists were scored. So overall, the number of Republicans that we have to subtract from the number that we registered, we actually registered 1.94 million. But 1.57 million of them count as blue or purple voters. Okay, so how did it look? Well, it just looks all over the place. We've got that national number, but you really can't look at it nationally. Just like, you know how the Electoral College says, hello, you have to look at everything state by state. So do we have to look at everything state by state. So here's a couple examples. Wow, look at what's going on. You know, it's pretty amazing. The same place that had so many Republicans, actually, we had incredibly good yield even after we got the red out. It was 46.2% in Florida. Wow. Then Wisconsin, 42.6%. And oh my gosh, do we know how important they were? Meanwhile, in Nevada, which has an extremely high transients and moving and turnover rate, only 15.6% of those people were registered. And then we got to say, though, how well did they turn out? And the answer is, as we told you, 2/3 of a million of these folks turned out and voted. That's better than 4 out of 10. So these are actual new people. The actual number is 658,000. So just short of 660,000 turned out. That's just absolutely amazing. All right. So how did the turnout look when you look at it state by state instead of looking at it according to, the big old national norms? Well, once again, you see really differing turnout rates as you look at it state by state. So that's pretty interesting to try and figure out. So let's break it down more specifically. I love it that Lee McGowan referred to this morning about how we reached out to 670,000 voters in Wisconsin, 287,000 of them registered, and 149,000 of those voted. So remember Governor Tony Evers, who's doing so much to try and protect democracy against a terrible gerrymandered red legislature. Field Team 6 was 165% of Governor Evers' vote margin in Wisconsin. Wow, how cool is that? All right, let's look at another state that mattered so much and still matters so much. So, about 400,000 people we contacted in Arizona. Typical yield of 32.4%, right there, pretty close to our norm. So that's 128,000 people. Well, thank you. 60,000 of them voted. Remember Katie Hobbs, who again is vetoing all those terrible bills that the red legislature keeps trying to put up there to vote, suppress, and do other things? Wow, she only won by 17,000 votes. So we delivered 352% of the victory margin of Katie Hobbs. Oh my gosh. One more state, and this is the nail biter. On these records, as far as I'm concerned, you're looking here at 175,000 people who were able to be contacted in Nevada. Because of the transient rate, it's hard to get names in Nevada, and it's hard to get names where the email address and the cell phone number and the home address are still true because of the amount of moving that people do. Well, the yield wasn't great. It was only half of our usual yield, it was only 15.6%. So that's only 27,000 people. And then 1/3 of them voted, so 8,500 voted. But oh my gosh, it's how we kept the United States Senate, because Catherine Cortez Masto, she only won by 7,900 votes. And Field Team 6 poured in 8,500 votes. So you think maybe a vote matters? You think maybe a registration matters? We do. All right, so Field Team 6's budget was pretty much little under $750,000 a year. So that's basically three salaries and then a whole lot of expenditures for texting and for phone bank hub dialers and for email programs and software and platforms and not much else, because you can't buy that much else with $750,000 a year. But that was our total expenditures. And in a copy of this deck, you can take a look at the Field Team 6 budget and how it's spent. Anyway, if you spread that across 1.57 million new registrants, the cost per registrant, you take that less than 1.5 million, you spread it, you get it to 93 cents. And if instead you just want to only count the registrants who actually then voted with the get out the vote of the midterm, which will be much stronger, of course, in the presidential, you're at only $2.24. I mean, how cool is that? And so essentially, if you look at the yields, remember I said it's going to be important to understand how many people you can get emails for? Look at these yields from emails plus text. 45.8% of the people we reached out to that way registered. Email alone, 40.9%. When you do texting, you get into the 30%. This is all just so very good. And each of these combos is went to a different group. So they're kind of not apples to apples comparisons, but they're pretty interesting. And then for a bunch of people where we don't have a textable phone and we don't have an email address, we have to go with postcard and we have to go with phone. And so we need those methods of outreach too, the classic methods of outreach, because that's really important. For instance, in the tribal lands in Arizona, that's how we can reach people is through postcarding. So we have great messaging. And the research-based messaging based on things like what Jen and Conan talked about this morning and what the Freedom Rising folks and the messaging briefings teach us every time we try and tightly match the messaging to the audience that we're reaching out to. Like there's a thing down here about Senator Warnock because that went to people in Georgia that we wanted to register as Dems. And of course, you remember the wonderful artwork that people like Shepherd Fairey, oh my gosh, have contributed, and this fine photographer. And oh, I just love all these blue donkeys from McManus, James McManus. I just think that they're just so funny and oh. So different looking. McMullen, I'm so sorry. I read a McManus earlier today. McMullen, yes. And these gorgeous portraits that are being done of different people who are part of the resistance movement. Like, how gorgeous are those for postcards? So I just want to tell you that we get tenfold yields, not 1 in 30, but 1 in 3. It's amazing. And what we need is we need the money in order to reach out to the 8.2 million that we have not yet been able to contact. Plus, we need to go get a whole lot of new people because every 2 years, 7 million new young people age into the system. And it's very hard and expensive to find their names and to buy their names. The vendors want to charge us 25 cents each just to find an email address on a person. But oh my gosh, it pays off so amazingly. They vote at an incredible ratio once we do it. So with your help and with your investment in Field Team 6, we can deliver double the number of new blue and new purple votes that we delivered in the last cycle for 2024. So I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for stepping up and investing your time and your talent and your love in Field Team 6. We are so grateful to you. And in the chat, I will post the link where you can look at this deck on your own time because we have it available for people to view if you would like to do that. Okay, so shall I stop share? And did I finish on time, Dale? Did I do it?
I really wasn't looking at the clock, but I was looking at that email results, and I was wondering, wow, Patty, how do you feel about this idea that we're partnering with Civitech to get new emails on people in our swing states, like in North Carolina, which is our first fundraising goal?
Okay, so I'm totally excited because you set out a goal of $12,000, which we have surpassed, in order to buy 77,000 names in North Carolina, which is just amazing. And it's names with emails. And now that you know that almost 1 in 2 people, that when we can email them, almost 1 in 2 of them will register. So 77,000 divided in half. Oh my gosh, is that about, I don't know, 38,000 people? Whatever, you know, that'd be pretty cool if we could add 38,000 voters to the rolls in the really swingy battlegroundy state of North Carolina. So that's the goal. But I'm going to talk about an even bigger goal. There are actually $600,000 dollars that if we could raise it, we could have 4 million new email addresses. Civitech has developed them. They are not charging too much per name. They spent a fortune gathering these email addresses, and that's what they need to charge us. We need to figure out how to raise $600,000 to get to all of them between now and the election. Don't know how we're going to do that, but I know that the people on this call are a big part of making that happen. So thank you for reminding me, Dale, to talk about those folks because,
Absolutely.
oh
And
boy, we want them.
Rick in the chat says, aren't there major donors slash funders who will fund the work of Field Team 6? That is a great question, Rick. At this point, by and large, it is small dollar donations that have driven us. But we are very interested in large dollar donations as well. As Wayne Liebman, who created Blue Voter Guide, likes to say, no donation is too large. So thank you for Patty. Thank you so much for that presentation. Thank you for all of the work that you, Peter, Joe, et cetera, did on the back end to come up with that amazing slide deck. It really is gratifying to know that the work that we are doing actually matters in real numbers. And so, yes, thank you so much for that. Appreciate your presentation as well. Thank you.
Thank you.